welcome back to Games Reviews and News. It's been a very, very, very long time since this time.
Well, actually, we did that VR...
Right.
Episode. Really good one, actually.
Mm.
But, of course, there's been some time. It has been. Yeah. So, what's the game of the day?
It's not really a big or small game, but a game that has been on the minds of a lot of people the last 2 years.
Right.
Helldivers 2.
Ah. Okay, so who made it?
It was mostly developed by Arrowhead Studio, with some publishing from Sony and a little bit of outsourcing some of this stuff.
Yes, and is there any other game in the on the market that reminds you of this one?
Other game in the market? Well, the closest thing would be any type of horde shooters. Take your Space Marines 2, Left 4 Dead, Starship Troopers, Bug Exterminators. You get it.
Yeah, and Arrowhead, what other games have they made previously?
Let's see. Well, obviously, they make Helldivers 1. And the only other title I know of them of is Magicka. Though that is a very, very old one.
Yeah, it's a cool one also. So, what's the story?
Well, the story of the game is basically you are a Helldiver. You are there to protect Super Earth, a satirized version of managed democracy. And what if Earth took over the world? Basically, take the whole xenophobic genocide bit from any dark, grim future setting and make it more comedic.
So, like USA Today, perhaps.
Yeah.
No, sorry. That was uncalled for.
Not inaccurate. But yeah.
All right. So, how do you play the game?
It's a third-person shooter. So you play it either on Xbox. Well, now recently Xbox. PC and PlayStation, of course, since PlayStation published the game. So you can play it either with mouse and keyboard or controller. The control scheme are, well, easy to understand.
Who are the enemies? Is it zombies or what is it?
We have three factions to fight against. We got the Terminids, which are bugs.
Classic Starship Troopers.
Yeah. Any type of bugs, the bugs from Clendathu, I think the Terminates from Warhammer 40k, Zerg from StarCraft, and the list goes on and on and on.
Classic bugs.
They are simple enemy, which requires simple solutions. Bullets to them, and a lot of bombs. The other enemies are the automatons. They are very sci-fi Terminator-based.
Right. Are they made by humans?
They were.
Initially?
Yes. They were once made by a human faction in the planet of Cyberstan. And the original creator were cyborgs.
All right.
And what I learned a little bit about them, the cyborgs are Swedish. Explains the socialism aspect to them.
All right.
Because they speak Swedish in binary.
Ah, I see.
It's just very hard to hear behind all the binary and beep, boop, boop.
All right. And the third faction?
The third faction, relatively new, are the Illuminates, or we call them the Squids. Think your Independence Day alien invasion. And that's about that.
All right. Are there any extra smart choices in the interactions of this game?
let's just say that interactions, that's the funny word for Helldivers, because any action you can do can lead to somebody's death. Yourself, your partners in the battlefield, or anything. So, collateral damage is a big number of things, death, to remind yourself of.
Alright, so it's easy to kill everyone by
which
mistake.
Is basically the trademark of Airhead Studio. Friendly fire is always on.
Yes. Alright, and you told me there was a rumor about there being an upcoming election.
Yeah. Due to, I think it was last year when Super Earth was invaded by the Illuminates, the president died during that time, so there hasn't been an election since then.
So there need to be a new president.
Basically, because the current one is just temporary.
All right. So, any bugs in this game, except for the giant one you have to kill?
There are a few. A bunch, though they are trying to fix them. One of the ones I've been mostly experiencing are enemies somehow finish my way to go through walls.
Oh.
That, or sometimes some objective doesn't work properly because of a coding error or the environment's not spawned correctly.
All right.
So there are a few bugs.
Yeah. What about the sound, the music, and the special effects?
Well, the sound are basically nice, chunky, with a lot of firepower, especially when you get the right guns. And you can really feel the blast of the explosions.
Oh, that's nice, actually.
As for the music, it's very, let's say, patriotically satire uplifting. You can feel this. Its drip of patriotism and managed democracy.
Ah, excellent. Or Super Earth, yes. Yeah. Graphics-wise,
it's all right, actually. It's not much demanding as it uses an old game engine called Stingray. Outdated game engine that doesn't get any support anymore, but they managed to do something with it. Though they have to manage to, they basically have to develop the engine on their own.
And I think perhaps this is where the bugs.
Yeah, that's where some things happen, as it's not a supported engine, which means they are on their own.
Yeah. All right, the visual storytelling.
Let's say the visual storytelling on this is basically, a lot of it is through, like, either on other sources and. Since it's a live service game, most of the things happens live in-game, so you have to do orders to do everything in Super Earth's interest to progress.
All right.
Of course, not every time that will work. There are many things can happen in Helldivers 2, and many people can call themselves veterans, like the veterans of Malevolent Creek, or the failed invasion of Cyberstan.
All right.
Or the full complete defense of Super Earth.
Your general impressions?
It's a solid title and it's good for everyone, basically. I will, due to some minor like bugs, I cannot give it a full 10, but definitely an 8.
All right. Nice. Nicely done. So, how many hours have you logged?
Probably reaching the 500 mark or maybe even more.
Nicely done. All right, that's all for today.
Yep.
Thank you for listening.